Well, you've had several brushes with death. You were flying and got shot at in Iraq when, I believe, four U.S. lawmakers were on that plane.
Yeah, it was an old
C-130 came under fire from three rocket-propelled grenades as you left for Jordan.
At that time, it was in Iraq, and we're taking off from the capital. And one of the guys with me, he's retired from the Senate now, but he was from Florida.
Senator Mel Martinez?
Mel Martinez, yeah. I was sitting up in the driver's seat. I'd like to do that with the pilots and listen to them talk about the problems they're having, what kind of equipment they've got, what their needs are, because I'm the ranking member, and we're trying to wind down those early H model C-130s, and I was building my case, when all of a sudden it hit. There was a flash, and they sent out the flares, because these are heat-directed surface-to-air missiles. The first one hit, and then after that, the flares went out, and that drew them away from the airplane. And that was kind of exciting. And I went downstairs, and when you get on the plane, you always take all of your body armor off because you don't want to be riding the plane with that. I looked over, and Mel Martinez still had his body armor. I said, Mel, what are you doing? He said, well, I promised Kitty, that's his wife, if I went, I would never take my body armor off during that time. And if something had happened and we'd been killed, the words he used, she would kill me. So anyway, that was an exciting trip.
That whole ordeal kind of jostled the plane around, did it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So coming under fire and surviving.
Remember when my prop came off?
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Because that was earlier, and I'd forgotten about that, when you said surviving. When the prop came off, it was the last year of Clinton. And that was right after the first Moore tornado. It was actually the second one, but the one before this one. The town was really damaged. So the president was coming into Tinker Air Force Base, which part of the tornado hit that too. People were speculating that Inhofe would be the only member of the delegation who won't show up down there because he didn't like the president. And I wasn't going to let that happen. Well, I happened to be at our place up at the lake. We had a little grass strip up there. It had been raining the day before. So instead of taking the little plane, I took the kids' plane, and I was flying just to the other side of Claremore. When this huge vibration took place, I did a mag check and found out it wasn't that. And then I realized it had to be the prop that was broken off in the tip. The good news is when you feather your prop then, you can coast a lot further. And I was only at 3,000 feet, I think. And I was able to coast back to the airport at Claremore. What I didn't know was this was a fixed-gear airplane. When the prop came off, it also took the landing gear, the nose gear off. And I didn't know that until I landed. I said, that's a pretty good landing. I dropped down and wham, and I was upside down. Well, anyway, there happened to be an AP guy there, and we still to this day don't know why he happened to be there. And he was taking pictures. I knocked Bill Clinton off the front page of every newspaper in Oklahoma, and I didn't have to go down to Tinker. But I was answering the phone because all these calls were coming in. One guy called up and said, is this Claremore Airport? I said, yeah. He said, did somebody up there lose a propeller? I said, yeah. Well, it darn near killed me. I said, well, put it in your truck and bring it up here. This guy drove up. He looked at me and he said, well, Jim Inhofe. And I looked at him and I said, G.W. Curtis. I had not seen him since we graduated from Central High School together. I came within a yard of killing him with 300 pounds of my engine and prop landing right next to him.
Wow. What goes through your mind when you're losing a prop?
Well, you know, it's a consistent thing that we do because for some reason I have this thing where I say, all right, Lord, if you got more for me to do, and then it's not my problem. It's his.
You have prayed that many times, haven't you? If you have. So apparently he has more for you to do since you're running for re-election,
yeah.
As a matter of fact.